This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Music fans among you will know that the British band Radiohead dropped a new album yesterday. It's called A Moon-Shaped Pool, and the release was preceded by a couple of other things. The band disappeared, basically, from the internet for a little bit, and then a couple of music videos popped up, so they've got some marketing savvy, but also some financial smarts, too. Alex Marshall wrote a piece for The Guardian newspaper about the band's business dealings, which are legion. We got him via Skype from London. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me what happens at 41 Great Portland Street in Greater London.
It's from the outside, it looks like a sort of normal townhouse. It's a few doors down from the Republic of Congo's embassy, and it's next near a Pashmina shop. But it's actually the home of the UK's leading music industry accountants. And in my mind, it's the spiritual home of Radiohead today, because it's where they have all their companies. And Radiohead have a surprisingly large number of companies, about, you know, over 20 of them.
They set up different companies for each of their projects, right? Like, this new album has its own couple of companies.
This new album has two of them. There's one called Dawn Chorus and another one which is really badly spelt called Dawn Chorus. But they've done this for about the last few records, ever since they left EMI. And they've just started doing this completely different to every other band you can name.
Why do they do it this way? Do they just have a thing for financial accounting, or does it make some business sense?
Well, I wish they would talk to me about it actually explain it. But when I looked into this, they avoided talking to me like the plague, and they ordered pretty much everyone who's ever had anything to do with their finances to shut up. But my guess, and this is only a guess from talking to people, is that it's a very good way of managing companies, of isolating them. So if a Radiohead album happened to fail, it would almost isolate it from failure. So no one could go and steal the profits they made with OK Computer or with the Bends. That's the obvious reason. Another reason, and this is where we get into murky, libelous territory, which I probably shouldn't say on the radio, but it's obviously got some tax advantages.
Yeah.
Very complicated and confusing scheme, and I wish Tom York would talk about it, but there's obvious reasons why he won't.
It's been true for a long time, but it seems to me ever more so in the new age of the music industry that we're in. If you want to make money at music, you have to be good at finance.
I think you do. I mean, many bands today, they're still having to work, you know, one, two jobs, you know, do bar work, be hairdressers to make a living. And if you want to allow yourself creative time and, you know, to invest in a lot of, as Radiohead do, a lot of weird instruments to make records, you need money. And the only way you're going to get that is by, you know, utilizing every tool you can. And just like, you know, a journalist on a radio show who probably fiddles his taxes a little bit to boost his income.
No, man.
Radiohead are doing that as well, just to give themselves an extra bit of space so they can spend more time in the studio making hopefully better records.
And it then gives them creative freedom, right? I mean, that's kind of the deal.
That is the deal. Although, you know, the problem is if you look back in time, you find some bands, obviously, when they make money, they don't churn it back into more records, and they actually just go off the hook in a delirium of drugs and booze. Radiohead fortunately don't do that, and you're finding more bands are reinvesting all their money into quite complicated financial structures to boost themselves and give themselves creative freedom. Kanye West is well known for doing this. Daft Punk, when they give interviews, bizarrely openly talk about finances. And I think Radiohead should shout more about this and be an example to others rather than trying to keep it as hidden as possible.
Alex Marshall is a music journalist in the UK. He writes for The Guardian. His piece on Radiohead is up now. Alex, thanks very much.
Brilliant. Take care. Bye.